Good morning and welcome to day two of our meditation sessions. So I do hope you had your coffee or tea and a little bit refreshed, whatever your morning wake-up routine is, that it went well. You're remembering to set an intention the night before. Have your meditation area all set up and ready for you. And this allows that wonderful, sweet easiness to get out of bed. And you know, for me, you know, I have my little meditation session right up here in this room, and this room is just designated as a space where I get to sit, so it's nice, and I have my precious teachers in front of me, and it's just a peaceful place. So if you have a place in your house that you can designate as a meditation spot, it's nice to have. It's not always doable. And so it's also important to know we don't want to get too caught up in that. If you have the space, it's nice to just dedicate a space to just be, that's where I meditate. And that way, when you're in that area, it helps you really just call to mind and be more present. You're really developing a way of being in that space. And so it is helpful. Though I've also lived in places where I only had one room, so sleeping, eating, meditating, it's all the same place. So again, not to get too caught up, but if you do have the opportunity to just have a meditation place, it's nice. And if you can have it nicely arranged before you go to bed, set that alarm with the intention that I'm getting up for a new day that will never come again in my life, and I'm going to start it by really developing my mind so I can have more attention in my life, more presence, you know, again and again, just bringing that to mind. Really helpful. And on day two, hopefully you have got yourself in a nice comfortable position, whether you're in a chair, a cushion, whatever works for you. There's actually a futon that I sit on, but what I do is I've got a cushion underneath that raises my pelvis and allows me to sit cross-legged, and it's very, very comfortable for me. So I'm going to now invite you. Actually, just before we begin, I just wanted to share that, you know, as we do a body scan to relax and release tension, we're actually doing two things. One is, of course, bringing some attention to the parts of our body and relaxing it. So it's not just scanning. It's actually, we want to just relax tension. But in that process, as we bring awareness to any parts of our body, we're developing attention. And simultaneously, just simply by bringing awareness to parts of that body, it can allow our prana to just flow. It sort of energizes those parts of our body. And so it's a really healthy thing to do. It has some very subtle benefits that are not always immediately obvious. So just to note that as well. Okay, I'm going to just adjust the camera before we begin. Maybe get you a little higher there. Okay. So, I invite you to get in a nice, comfortable position and have your back straight, tongue touching the roof of the mouth. Then we'll begin with simply allowing our awareness to come into our body. Allowing your awareness to descend into your body. And simply becoming aware of our body. Becoming aware of what our body feels like as it comes in contact with chair, cushion, floor. And expand your awareness throughout your whole body. Just resting your awareness in the solidity of your body and what feels solid. Now I invite you to just take a moment to give yourself permission. Permission to let go of worries, concerns, time constraints. Give yourself permission to relax and breathe. Nowhere to go, nowhere to be. Bring to mind your motivation. Motivation for meditation. Now give yourself permission to meditate. Just simply do the best you can. Don't worry about judgments or busyness of the mind. And we're just going to follow some directions. We're going to relax and breathe. We're just going to simply do the best we can, and that in itself is amazing. Now let's bring our awareness right up to the crown of our head. And let it rest there for a moment, right at the top, maybe to an area about the size of a quarter. And from here we'll slowly scan down to relax and release any tension that we may have from the day. So let that soothing balm of awareness flow from the crown of your head, over your skull, across your forehead, down as far as the eye level. As it does so, let it relax and release any tension in your forehead. Let it soften the area around the eyes. Let that soothing balm of awareness flow from your eyes down as far as your chin. And as it does so, let it relax your cheeks, relax your jaw, soften your lips. Let that soothing balm of awareness flow down into your neck, into your shoulders. Now let your awareness flow from the left shoulder all the way down the left arm to the fingertips, relaxing and releasing any tension it finds. Now from your right shoulder, down your right arm to your fingertips. Bring your awareness into your upper torso. And from your shoulders, let it flow down to your waist. Once again, relaxing the shoulders. Letting that soothing balm of awareness melt away any tension in your back, chest, all the way down to your waist. Let that soothing balm of awareness flow from your waist down your left leg, all the way down to your toes. And from your waist down your right leg to your toes. Now let your awareness expand once again throughout your whole body. And just take a moment to check in. See if there's any tension or any place that needs some attention. So just breathe into it to relax it. Exhale and release. Let each in-breath be an invitation to relax in each out-breath, an opportunity to release, letting go of any tension, worries, or concerns. And when you're ready, with a body that's relaxed and a mind that's alert, and bring all of your awareness to the sensations of the breath as it enters and exits your body. Let your breath be natural, unmodified, just allowing your body to breathe. And you're a witness, witnessing the sensations as each breath enters and exits your body. Each breath a new moment, a new opportunity. Remember, if your mind wanders, no problem. Just relax, release the thoughts, and return to the breath. Just relax and be aware of this breath, this moment. Each breath a new opportunity. Now let's just take a few moments to contemplate the thought. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be peaceful and at ease. May we be free of worry, fears, and concerns. Seeing ourselves emotionally and mentally peaceful and at ease. Our body relaxed, comfortable. Let each out-breath be an opportunity to just let go. Let go of any tension, any worries, any concerns. Let it be a happy release. Let each in-breath be an invitation to relax. A nourishing in-breath. Relaxing, nourishing inhale. Each exhale, a letting go. Letting go of the things that no longer serve us. Any tension, any worries, any concerns. As we near the end of the meditation, I invite you to set a clear and firm intention. Something that you owe yourself the potential to engage in this day that will never come again, in ways that are meaningful to you. Be gentle with yourself. Remember that life's messy and we're all a work in progress, but each day is a new opportunity. A new opportunity that will never come again. Set a clear intention to be a participant in this opportunity to the best of your ability. When you're ready, bring your awareness forward. No worries. Nice to transition smoothly, gently. All right, well, we got 2 days under our belt. How exciting. Remember, this is a process that we just get to go through, and this process is one that can really transform our lives in ways that are just quite unknown at this moment, but for me personally, nothing else has quite measured up to this opportunity of training my mind to be more present in my own life. It really is that key that unlocks the door. So I'm so glad that we get to do this together. And, we'll just work our way through it, more guidance initially, really working on relaxing and then paying attention and then trying to let go of worries and tension, just really trying to have a balanced way of being. And then, we'll just slowly work our way through these 28 days to where there'll be less and less guidance. All right, well, be well, enjoy your day.